This is The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Whether you're in a relationship, dating, or happy solo, embrace your single journey and adventure to the fullest. Bill Napick and Robin French bring you The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Join us for great conversations, dating ideas, and single lifestyle tips. Now celebrating The Single Life, here's Bill and Robin.
Welcome to the show. It is The Single Life with Bill and Robin. I am Bill Napick. I am here with Robin French. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
The Single Life. This is our first show, and we're going to help people and talk to people, entertain, we hope, along the way, because we know this. You're single.
I am.
I'm single.
You are.
And a lot of people out there are single right here, not just in Houston, Texas, but beyond. And it's a whole different thing, I think, as singles navigate life, and there's a lot of great adventures to be had. There's a lot of fun. And also, there's a lot of challenges, just like in the married world. So let's tell people, Robin, your perspective as we embark on this new journey, this new radio show. And the last I checked, there is not another show that focuses on singles and what they're going through, the adventures and challenges even that I know of, certainly here in Houston, Texas, but maybe beyond.
Well, I think the reason that we put this show together was because there's so many of us, you and I included, that just love to talk about the great things about being single, the struggles of being single. Let's face it, we just passed Valentine's Day, right? For a lot of people, it's Singles Awareness Day.
But
there's so many people out there that are single or want to be single. Of course, our married friends envy us. And then there's a lot of people who don't feel comfortable being single. We've kind of, we're comfortable with it, but not everybody is.
I think one of the things that when people, and maybe even singles, those that are not single, they might have a single friend,
right.
And there's different perspectives. There might be some people that say, oh man, my single friend's having all the fun. And
yes.
Then the other
yes.
side of the coin, they may be saying, oh, my poor single friend, they're
exactly.
lonely. Whether that's male or female, but
yeah.
they may, loneliness
yes.
and singleness sometimes yeah. go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the case, and sometimes it's not.
And don't you think society puts pressure on us? Society puts pressure on us to be a couple, I think. And so if you're comfortable being single, do you ever feel that pressure, Bill? Like everybody's like, oh, why are you still single? Or people look at it in a negative way when we need to embrace the positive things about being single too. Because, we were just talking about this at lunch today. So I'm headed back to Illinois to see my family. I'm going to drive. Why? Because for 16 hours, I've got 16 hours of alone time, windshield time. I get to listen to my books on tape, and I get to choose which station I want to listen to. I can stop whenever I want to, eat whatever I want to. There's, get where I'm going here?
Yeah,
I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to be anyone, not a sister, not a friend, not a girlfriend, not a...
male
an
friend,
employee.
Anything.
No, but my point is no one's tugging at me. It's my time, and I sure cherish it, and I can't wait for that trip.
I think in our generation that at least in this, let's say from 19, this last century, we are, as we grow up, yes, the model of the family is a husband, wife,
yeah.
and you're married after you get out of college, after you get out of high school, you're going to start looking at being married. Well, And that's fine. A lot of us do. And in fact, I did and got married and now I'm single. But all the major religions, they're, if you think about it from a religious standpoint, then you could look at it without any kind of religious connotation. But yeah, in our generation, now maybe people growing up now, not so much. I don't know. But I know when I grew up, yes, there's the idea we're going to get married,
yeah.
have children, and especially there's pressure, and that's another show, to have children. But yeah. all that said, yeah, that's kind of the model that we're brought into. But in the meantime, the idea is, I think, is whatever your situation is. I mean, you can be very happy being single. There's a lot of great things that are out there. And we're going to talk about, as this is our first show, I want to tell people that we're not going to cover all the things today, but we're going to touch upon it. And we're going to also bring forth some of the things we're going to talk about later in depth. And in being single, we're talking a little bit right now about people that are happy being single. Okay. And there's also happy being single where you have a mate. That's nice.
Yes. Companionship.
Companionship. Lovely. And then you have the deal where some people maybe don't even want companionship and they're okay. So there's all right. sorts out there. There's all sorts of shoes to find the right size. So to dispel the myth, maybe we ought to cap it like this, and that is, hey, you can have a great life whether you're single, yep. whether you're married, yep. whether you're single by yourself or single with a mate. And one of the other things I think is going to be fun as we go along the way is talking about the dating part of being single. Because yes. those that want to date and that are dating, boy, there's a bunch of challenges in that realm. And mm-hmm. that's going to be fun to talk about that as well, because there's a lot of
yeah.
humor attached to everything.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. But also some tips to get people relationship ready.
Right? Exactly, right.
And dating at different ages. I know dating in my 30s was different than dating in my 50s, right? But
there's that.
And there's all of that. But yeah, we're going to mix it up and even bring on some single people and talk about their experiences, right? I'd love to highlight some singles, some males, some females. But also we're talking about bringing on some couples, some successful couples that have been together for quite some time, and they can share their secret sauce, right? How they met, right. what keeps them together. So we want to look at this from all the different angles.
All the different angles. And along the way, as we do so, you could find out, if you don't already know what fits for you, you may get an idea or two to put in your toolbox, in your arsenal, even in your thinking to say, well, maybe I didn't think of it like that. And by the way, I think another thing is interesting is that whatever our situation in life is, hey, there's a lot to be thankful for. So even mm-hmm. if we're the single person that's saying, man, I really wish I had someone, well, there's an adventure to be had in the search for that. So for have sure. a little fun finding that right person.
Yes.
And then if you're the person that's happy being single, hey, enjoy that. Embrace it until you feel the need, if you ever do, to match up with someone. And then there's another element is that sometimes people still want to get married
yes.
in the later ages of life. So mm-hmm. someone might be 50, 55, 60 even, and they want to get married, or any age before that in their 30s. So marriage is a great thing too. We have to find out what's right for each individual and certainly for couples as we go along the way.
Yeah. I think I had to learn how to be content with myself as a single person. You know, French Party of One is absolutely fun, but
it's even worse. Because that's your last name is Robin French. French is a unique name, which is awesome. Yeah.
French Party of Two is a lot of fun as well, right? But that's a lot of it too. I think that I'm in a great place for myself right now where I feel contentment. And that's a really good place to be, don't you think?
Exactly. And to tell people a little bit about ourselves, I'll go first, Robin. And that is, yes, I am a single guy right mm-hmm. now. I was married before and I have a child. And let's just say I'm in the over 40 range. I'm not going to get specific.
We both are.
But we're both over 40, so that gives you an idea of the perspective. Also, yes. again, I've been married. I have a child.
I've been married. I have a child. We both have grandchildren.
We have grandchildren. I'm divorced. You're divorced. So,
that's right. Yeah.
So where I like exploring the topic of being single, I think, is that I have been single a long time, relative.
We both
Not
have.
Exact years, but I've found it where I've enjoyed it. Yep. I've enjoyed certain things. And then there's some things I don't like about it. So,
oh, and I want to talk about
that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that too. But the point is, that's where I come from.
Yeah.
But I also have been in Houston all this time in being single. And I want to add this because I think it's very important. And if you're listening outside of Houston, you've never been. It's a very, very interesting city. We're the fourth largest city.
It's the best.
It is a tremendous city. And to be single in Houston, I'm going to say, is way different than being single in, well, let's just say, Little Rock, Arkansas. And nothing, if you're in Little Rock right now, there's nothing against Little Rock. But one of the things, we have more people here. And quite frankly, I don't know about other cities, maybe other large cities, but we have so much economic excitement here. So yeah. The possibilities of things to do, to even in your career, but in meeting people,
yes,
and the amount of people that come from all over the world,
right,
and from a real estate perspective, people have been moving to Texas, and Houston in particular is one of the number one drop-off states for the U-Haul, where it's a one-way, more people are coming to Houston, Texas, and Texas in general. So the point is, the single pool is pretty darn big.
You have more opportunity for sure.
There's a giant. There's a giant
in
single
a small
pool
town
right here
than in Orange, Texas.
In fact, there's even a deep end in this single pool as well. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on right here in Texas and in Houston, and that opens up the other thing we'll talk about along the way. I mean, places to go when you're single with a partner,
yep,
some great restaurants to go right here in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And then also in the dating element, there's some great places to listen to music and to do all sorts of things and explore Houston, Texas. So it's really a great place to be single if you're here. And if you are in Little Rock, Arkansas or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, hey, get on a plane and come on over. Check it out.
I think you touched on something that we need to discuss too, is that, you know, when you're mentioning all these different places and things to do, you know, time and time again, I hear people saying, I'm not meeting anybody. I'm just not meeting anyone, Robin. Well, what have you been trying? Like, what are you doing? They're not getting out of the house.
You have to leave the house.
You know, they're not going to show up at your door and knock on your door. You have to get out. Sit at the bar or, you know, the counter so that you're meeting other people, right?
In fact, that's one of the books that I have in the works is Leave the House. Because whether it's meeting somebody that you think about, if you're out there, and let's say you're a single person out there and you might be between boyfriends or girlfriends and you're saying, hey, I had this relationship one time that was really good, but this
right
happened or that.
Yeah.
But how did you get into that relationship to begin with? Somewhere along, even if you were on a dating app, somewhere you walked out the door and made yourself available, vulnerable, and all those things, but you have to leave the house. Mm-hmm. Same thing with a career. If your position, your profession, whatever it may be, hey, you had to go out there and meet people or someone recommended mm-hmm you. So get out of the house. And there's so many places to go and things to do. And there's so many opportunities all over the place, not just in Houston, but all the other cities that might be listening. So, but Houston, man, we have so much stuff here. It's crazy.
We do. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a struggle too for folks. There's a lot of people working remote, right? And that's part of it as well. So you have to push yourself out to get out of the house at the end of the day or on the weekends. And think about if you are looking for someone, think about where they roam. You know, so who is this person? First off, pencil it all out on paper, but then look at that piece of paper and go, okay, where does he or she roam? And put yourself in those situations. Right.
So what you're saying is being strategic about finding a partner. Hey,
if
wait a minute. You're
someone
onto something. If all right, let's take that. So if we're looking for someone,
that's right,
we want to meet a girl, a guy. So we need to actually give it some extra thought other than the thought of, oh, man, I'll never find it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, like you said, Robin, you think about the type of person, what you're looking for in a person, so to speak,
right?
Would that be a step
yeah
one? And then two, where would that person be going if you want to meet them out in the wild? So you're sounding like a hunter there, like we're hunting, but out in the
not
wild.
Not everybody's hunting.
Not everybody, but yes.
For those who are, yes,
well, that's
absolutely.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So there you go. A lot of great things to get started and ideas. So you're listening to The Single Life with Bill and Robin. I'm Bill.
And I'm Robin.
Kind of like a Batman and Robin, but not. And we're going to take a short break and come right back with The Single Life. Stay with us, please. We have so many more topics to discuss.
The Single Life. Tune in Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC or streaming on the iHeartRadio app to The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Bill Napick and Robin French bring you The Single Life every Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC.
Welcome back. The Single Life. That's right. With Bill and Robin, I'm Bill Napick with Robin French. And Robin, one of the things I wanted to think about this. People are single.
Yes.
A person is single. So we start there. How did they get single? Let's explore some of those ideas because There's a variety of ways we are a single person if we are.
Yeah, not everybody chose to be single, right? Like, I have a girlfriend who was happily married and lost her husband tragically and was, you know, thrust into being single. So yeah, some people choose to be single, but not everybody does.
Well, that's interesting because along the way, there, as I've dated and met different people, it's also interesting when you meet someone and start getting to know them. Maybe you have one date, two dates. Right. But I'm going to tell you, from a guy's standpoint and from my experience standpoint, it is interesting because there's a different vibe. There's a different vibe sure. if it's a person that's divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person out there, male and female alike, that have never been married, never had kids, right. even in later years. So that's out there. But I think there's a different vibe when someone loses a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's something I always liked about that because I think they approach the relationship maybe more seriously or anyway, a whole different perspective. Each case is different, but I'm just generalizing and thinking back to some of the experiences I've had. But there was something that was good about that as you looked at them as someone that you're going to be with and do things and maybe go further.
Well, the curiosity in me wonders if someone like you who enjoys dating a widower, is that because you don't have to deal with an ex-husband?
No, well, it's not that, not necessarily. I'm thinking more, again, in my experience, and it's limited, that I think the place where this person was at mentally was in a different place. And
they've healed.
If they've, there was that. But I'm going to also say, I want to use the word reluctantly, there's a maturity there. But there's also different, everything's different. But there's the one thing, I'm speaking primarily of the person that was married and happily married.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Now, right. if it's someone that married, the spouse dies and they weren't happy, I guess it's a relief to them.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the vibe where you could genuinely see when you were with that person on those couple dates or however many that I looked at that person in my experiences, and they were people that were happily married.
Mm-hmm.
The spouse, as you said, tragically dies, passes away, and there's just something that I like. There's a genuineness to it. Now, yes. I don't know as a woman if you've dated in the same kind of situation, but I found that kind of I liked it in my experience.
Yeah, we'll have to explore that more.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Not really. So okay. That's why I want to explore it more.
Right. Well, so when in your single experience, in your dating, did you date someone that lost a spouse?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what was that like for you? Generally speaking.
Yeah, honestly, I think that they were easier to please for some particular reason.
Or like you said, there are some that lose a spouse and they're not ready to date.
There's that too. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people out there
that doesn't, are dating that doesn't shouldn't matter, be dating. Right.
Right, right.
Whether they were married or not.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother thing. So going back to that's the idea, how does someone become single? They never got married. They got married and got divorced. They lose a spouse. And who knows what else?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And your attitude also in being single, because if it wasn't your choice to be divorced, you know, are you carrying that around? Some bitterness, right?
There's that in the case of divorce. Yeah. The person can be bitter and may not be ready. So all sorts of psychological things happen. So let's say we're the person that is in the process of finding a mate,
right,
friend, to date. And as you approach this person, now there must be something that brings you together to begin with. And we could talk about chemistry. That later. There's a chemistry, there's a curiosity, a visual appeal,
timing,
psychological appeal, intellectual, all these different things. Timing is big.
Huge.
That is a big deal. Huge. But as you approach, if you're the person and you spot someone, let's say you are mentally ready. But when you spot someone, how do you know if they are as you're dating them? What are some of the things you would think about as you went on your first, second date with someone and said, well, this person seems like they're ready to date, or they're mentally healthy? Or when you ran into the case where they weren't, what was that like?
Well, it's so different when I'm dating than when I was in my 30s and 40s, as opposed to now, right? I mean, there's so many different things that we think about and wonder about. Finances, you know, health. Now, the finances and health right now at our age are huge and important, right? And I wasn't thinking about those things in my 30s. Were you?
I don't know. I was thinking about a lot of things. But let's talk about those things. Number one, yeah, there's health.
Mm-hmm.
There's finance. And these are the things that make or break a relationship and or a marriage if you're in the marriage mode. But you have to be harmonious in how you handle finances, I think. Health, you have to have a commitment to health and stay in shape to some degree. And then there are certain cards that we're all dealt with health-wise that we can't change. Religion and politics. So let's call that the Mount Rushmore. And there's more, but those are four.
That's
big.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Right? You like that?
I like it.
But there you are. Finances, health, politics, and religion.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be harmonious, I think, on most of those things.
Intimacy,
right. Chemistry, we'll call that five.
Okay.
So there's five things right there. So that's a lot. That in itself is why people are still single in some cases, right?
True.
I would bet.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, and yeah, we get by with a little help from our friends, right? You know, people are always giving us advice. Some of us are taking it, some of us aren't.
Well, let's go back to those five things again. So one may or may not, one's not the most important thing, but how do you find, as you look at a potential mate, how do you find that right balance for you in those five things? And I bet there are some people that don't even look at everything, but let's say you want to get, especially as you get later in life, after 40, after 45, 50 and beyond, you want to make sure someone has some kind of financial stability, I think. And then along the way, a chemistry, no doubt. And then you need to be locked in somewhat, especially on religious beliefs, whatever those may be. Mm-hmm. And then politics. Now, politics in these last few years have been very polarizing, and that's a whole nother thing. I think it's difficult if right now for someone to be left or right and be harmonious. Maybe it works, but I think it might be difficult.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. You can't put a spender with a saver, right? That just isn't going to work. Also, one thing that you didn't mention is you don't want to put a morning person with a night owl. That doesn't work well either.
I'm a morning person.
Me too.
By the way.
Me too.
And that
I wasn't always that way.
I was going to say, but that's developed for me along the way. Mm-hmm. I like the morning.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, religion is huge.
Exactly.
Definitely. Politics. Oh my goodness.
And it's an election year too.
Oof. Yeah.
I think that's a thing though that most people pick up right away and align with right away.
Oh, people are choosing friendships right now based on politics. I mean,
that's right.
They're avoiding people because of politics. They judge people because of their politics.
Because it's so polarized right now. And that's a big point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want to be with someone that didn't think like me in the world of politics. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I think I'm right.
I know you do.
And isn't that the thing? Isn't that the thing about all of us in so many categories? It's like, wait a minute, I'm right. How can anyone else think any differently?
But are you tolerant?
There you go.
Are you tolerant of other people's views?
The answer is it depends. I believe, people can believe whatever they want. In my mind, I don't necessarily care what you believe as long as, you know, the old thing, as long as it doesn't infringe on my life, so to speak. However, when you get into politics, yes, what others believe do impact, and vice versa, the whole world. I mean, they impact the there's laws that are made because of politics and things like that. So that's a little bit of a touchy issue. Now, would that, I don't think I'd want my mate to think drastically different politically than I do.
Have you tried to date someone from
a different
party?
As a matter of fact. Yeah, and it didn't work out.
Gotcha.
In fact, going back to those things that matter, finances, harmony, politics, religion, going back to those things, some of the things were present, but the political thing was so far off for me. I'm just saying, that's not right. And same thing for her, probably. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think you have to be harmonious, mm-hmm. especially this year.
Yes. Yeah. Just over the last, 4 years? It's been something.
It's been fascinating, too. Makes you wonder what's going to happen next. Let's take the person that is out there looking to find somebody, right?
Right.
From a female perspective, mm-hmm. as you're single, what are some of the things that you can tell people about that you find interesting and maybe helpful to a female out there that's saying, man, this is the year where I really want to meet the right guy?
Well, my personal advice would be to cast out the largest net possible. So number one, you want to tell your friends that you're ready. And if they know of someone, do you know of anybody that's single and like-minded, I'd be open to the introduction. I think that...
So what you're doing is asking for a referral. Kind of like a...
Just let them know you're ready, right?
Kind of like
because
a real estate agent, yeah.
Your friends know you very well, and their husbands and their friends and all of that. I mean, yeah, they know you best. And they're a good judge of character, too. How many times have you been with people in the past where your friends or your family didn't like them? Well, it's a pretty good sign that you're with the wrong person.
So step number one, per Robin French, is cast the widest net. Cast out a net.
Tell your friends you're ready, right? Tell everybody that you're ready. I mean, don't make it your number one subject, but...
We don't need a banner that we're carrying around. Use discretion.
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house.
Right? So what are the things that you enjoy? Do you enjoy dancing?
That's right.
Sign up for a dance class. Do you enjoy art or pottery? Do you want to learn how to shoot a gun? Get out there and go out to eat with your girlfriends. Just be more social.
Now that you mention it, in a past relationship, great person, we had a good time, came to an end. She liked to dance, and I never did. And guess what? When we parted, she ended up marrying a guy that liked to dance.
Well, I guarantee you, if you were over the moon about that woman,
I would have learned it.
You would have learned how to dance.
But
right.
You get the idea, right? Yeah,
you would.
This is a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like-minded things, we want to have those in place, no doubt. And that also brings up the idea of flexibility. Let's say you do like someone and there's certain things that you're not familiar with or like to do. At what point do we modify ourselves and say, hey, I really like this person? Like you said, over the moon with this person, and I think I'm going to do some more things that I wouldn't have done before or tried dancing or...
I think that everyone should do that. I mean, if you really are over the moon about someone, you need to be open and listen, if you don't like to go to the movies, but they do, so it's compromise.
Ah, compromise.
Oh, do you know what that is, Bill?
I bet that's why a lot of people get divorced. That's why a lot of people are single right now. They lack compromise or were not motivated to engage in a compromise with the other person for some reason.
I think it's compromise, but I also think expectations are a huge problem, too. We expect people to do and say certain things, and when they don't, then we get mad.
We're disappointed.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's a lot of it. Well, that's personally and professionally. You expect people to be like you, but they're not.
You're listening to The Single Life with Bill and Robin. We're right here talking about things that relate to singles. So what are some of the other things we should think about, Robin?
Well, first and foremost, too, I think you should write down, if you're ready to date, I think you need to write down who you're looking for, right? Well, design it on paper. What's the age range and the height range and education level and religion and stay focused.
So again, going back to your idea of being strategic, I think that's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. And again, those first steps, write it down and like you're saying, cast out a net, And in your case, say, cast out a wide net.
Mm-hmm. Hop on the dating apps.
Get on the dating apps.
There's a wide net.
Oh, there's a whole nother, that's a whole nother subject. We could talk about that for a while.
We'll do that on another show.
Before we get to dating apps, yeah, let's hit a few more things, because you talk about, you've mentioned several times already in dating, and again, we tell people we're over 40, right? But we talk about how dating and looking for someone and being single was different in 20s and 30s and 40s, but also aside from the age, that the chronological age that we are as individuals, let me tell you something. In the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, historically, culturally speaking, and in the world of technological advances, we have seen stuff here just in terms of inventions and artificial intelligence. And I mean, mm-hmm. we're living in a whole different world no matter what age we are.
For sure.
I mean, my grandkids are 8 and 10. I don't know where they're going to be when they're 30 or when they're in the process of finding a mate and companion. I don't know. But we are in a totally different world. There's more expansion in terms of technology than there ever has been in the history of the world. So mm-hmm. it's a great time to be single.
Yeah, I mean, you can meet someone going to the gym, right? I mean, there's a community right in itself. You're at church, but you have to get out of the house.
You have to make the effort. And again, I think, as you're saying, the idea of being strategic. You got to be strategic out there. Say someone's single out there, Robin, and how do they know? And they say to you, let's say they're your friend, and they do just what you said. And they said, hey, Robin, I'm single. I'm going to be strategic. I want to cast my wide net. Do you know anyone that I can date, or do you know any nice guys?
Yeah, I do that from time to time. Absolutely.
I bet you do.
I've been, you know.
And you would be a good counsel for that, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for those of you who don't know, which I'm sure you don't,
which
I have a
everybody.
Background. I was 16 years of doing high-end matchmaking years ago. So, yeah, I've got a little toolbox there.
And let's back up just and emphasize that, because that's a rare experience. There's not many people you could hear on a TV show, a radio show, and I think it's few and far between. But you're not going to find someone that has 16 years experience. And we're not talking about a dating app or any kind of thing. We're talking where you had the experience of actually, with a high-end service, putting people together in a very methodical fashion, mm-hmm. well thought out, mm-hmm. where it's like two people.
Yeah, these were people who were serious about finding a life partner or a wife. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes, you know, going back to what would I do to help a girlfriend? Yes, if I knew somebody great, of course I'd introduce them. I love to do that. But sometimes it's simple things like going out to eat with them. You know, I've taught a lot of women just how to flirt. They forgot how to flirt. Now, I was born flirting. I mean, I think I came out of the womb. I'm sure that doctor smacked me on the bottom and I smacked him back and winked at him. I was born flirting. So I have no problem. But I think women have forgotten the art of flirting.
Well, let's talk about that. That's a good point. And men too.
Flirting. Men too, for sure.
But what do you think, because that's an intangible thing. That's almost like charisma. Why does one person have charisma versus another? But let's take flirting. So what is step one, do you think?
First off, it's really simple. When you're sitting, let's say I'm sitting at a bar or at the counter with a girlfriend, and there's a gentleman sitting next to us, just start a conversation with him. Something as simple as, you know, they didn't give you the croutons on that blah, 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 or talk about their food or whatever, and start that conversation. And it's just as easy as that. It really is.
So what you're saying is you need to be somewhat outgoing.
Of course.
Because a person that is reserved, or let's take the word introvert, may not feel comfortable as you do doing that.
Yeah, you got to push yourself out of your comfort zone for
there
sure.
There you go. So mm-hmm. let that be a word to go forth. If you are introverted or reserved, to use that word, mm-hmm. maybe try something different.
Exactly. Yep, step out of your comfort zone.
And do not be afraid. How about that?
Oh, I mean, listen, men are simple. They're very simple creatures.
They are.
You know, be nice to them, feed their ego, and put some sugar in their bowl, and that's all you really, I mean.
That's only three things. Hey, wait a minute. That's a revelation wink, wink. Right there.
Exactly. Well, but they are simple creatures. We, as women, make them complicated. They are very simple creatures. Women make them complicated, but they're not.
Along your lines. Mm-hmm. Get out of your comfort zone. Try something different. Well, along the way, I've done a lot of radio shows, especially in the real estate world. And I think I'm up to 1,000 shows. And along the way, I've had many guests. And many of the guests in these many shows, a lot of them are, first of all, you'll invite someone on the show and they're like, well, will I have to talk? Well, no, of course you will. And they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid. Exactly. Because that public speaking is number one right up there with snakes in terms of fear. It is. I don't know why. And I will tell you, I was very introverted and shy as a little kid. But that said, along the way of my experience of bringing guests on shows and those that say yes, and some of them are scared to talk on the radio or in public, but they say, hey, I want to overcome this fear. They want to get out of their comfort zone because they know in their business to go further, they have to develop this public speaking or this communication skill, which is constantly, I'm always working on it. I don't think you ever master it. But going back to the dating world and in the flirting zone, as you're talking about, every now and then it's a good idea to get out of your comfort zone. So if you identify something I think that you're afraid of, it's good to work on that, whatever it may be. But it's also good to be able to communicate with people, not just for the sake of meeting a potential spouse or dating partner, but just in terms of enjoying life. I think you have more fun if you're able to engage with people as you move about the city, go to restaurants, do different things like that. But it also helps in the flirting world as well.
And going back to introductions through friends, remember that's how we met.
Exactly.
Well, you had a friend who said, hey.
And it was even via a phone call. It wasn't even, I don't think we even left the house at that point as we're talking about leaving the house. But that's right. A friend of mine said, hey, you need to know Robin French, and she would be good on one of the radio shows and so on and so forth. She's in a unique role. And I said, okay. And I wrote your phone number down and called you. And then that was that.
We went out to lunch at the Four Seasons, right?
Yes. Many years ago, in fact.
We've been friends. I think it's 2017, 2018. We've been friends ever since.
27 years. But no, yes. No. 20. So it was 2017. Yeah.
And look at us now.
Here we are.
And we've got our own radio show.
How about that? And again, the first show. This is the first edition of The Single Life with Robin French and Bill Nampick. And we're going to come right back after this.
The Single Life. Tune in Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC or streaming on the iHeartRadio app to The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Bill Nappick and Robin French bring you The Single Life every Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC.
This is The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Robin, we're back after a very short break. So where do we go from here? This is our last segment of the show.
Oh, I have an idea. Here's what I wanted to talk about. How have we, since we're on the subject of getting out there and meeting people, right?
That's what, yeah, right.
How have you met the women in your life?
Well, through the years, I'll take the idea of that you kind of started where many times I've had people say, oh, well, you need to meet so-and-so, right? And that's always a great way because that way you have someone that kind of knows you a little bit and they know the other person. So next thing you know,
we talked about that. That's great.
You get together and it doesn't work out anyway.
Even. That's all right. You try.
But it's a good thing.
It is. Right. It is.
How about you?
Especially when you're, well, you didn't answer at all.
Oh, okay.
aren't there a bunch of different ways that you've met people?
Right. Like, well,
did you meet anybody out and about? Did you meet somebody on a dating app?
How much time? We only have a little bit. So I'll just hit just a few that come to mind. Okay. I remember a long time ago, meeting someone on a plane.
Yes.
There we were on a plane, upgraded to first class, and that person was next to me.
Beautiful.
Interesting. In fact, that could be a whole thing where, you know, when you're on a plane, sometimes you want to talk to the person.
Yeah. Who started the conversation? You or her?
I don't remember. It's so long ago.
My guess is you.
But I do remember this. I think what happens in the, we'll call it the flirting.
Yes.
Like we mentioned flirting. I think what happens is, there's a give and take, and then there's a feeling someone out to say, hey, I think this person's interested. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. But you could tell when someone's interested and you're interested in them.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, well, why don't we get together? Or, and in this case, on the plane, we were going to the same destination, but it turned out we left from the same city, and I think at that time it was Chicago. So we made plans. Hey, well, when you get back from your trip, let's get together if you like to. And then there was that.
Yeah.
So that was in fact, meeting someone face to face, especially, yes. And that was the days before the dating apps.
Yeah.
Meeting someone face to face has a whole lot of merit to it.
Like, oh yeah.
Like when you're saying to leave the house and these things, when you get to see someone right off the bat, mm-hmm. that's even better sometimes than when someone refers you. Because mm-hmm. until you meet them and feel a chemistry or some kind of a groove, we'll say, that's happening in real time, and there's a lot of interesting dynamics there. So I've met quite a few people mm-hmm. out and about, so to speak, at different events. And it's funny how, and this is the magic of the human experience, I think, is what is it, these intangibles that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we could see, I could see five single girls, let's say, standing in a crowd, but what is it about that one? And if you're the girl, mm-hmm. you see five guys, what is it about that one? Is it mm-hmm. in the eyes? Is it the humor the person might exhibit? Humor is a big thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's, again, another show. But so, yeah, meeting them out and about is great. But also, I've been on dating apps as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with the dating app that I found last time around was the fact that there was so much texting before you even got to a phone call.
Yeah.
And the pictures that people
big
put
mistake.
Up. Yeah. In the dating app,
catfished.
They're very rarely uh-huh. what they seem.
Uh-huh.
That was my experience. Mm-hmm. Then every once in a while, there was actually several people that were really interesting and nice, and we had a good time.
It's good that you cast out a really large net, though, by
doing
that.
That was a large net, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think just now of the different ways that I met people in my past. One was a charity event. My girlfriend and I volunteered for a charity event. She actually, against her will, I made her, she was starting to flirt and talk to a married man, and I said, that is not going to happen. And she's like, oh, I just can't meet anybody. And I said, well, we're going to sign up to volunteer for this charity event. And we did. And I said, and the most men that you're going to meet at this event is if we work at the beer and wine booth. So we did. And yes, we met a lot of men. You know, something like that. Sign up to volunteer at a charity event or just show up at a charity event, right? I'm trying to think of some other ways I've met people. I met someone.
Now, what about with dating apps? Have you used a dating app?
Sitting at a restaurant. I met people that way. I've used dating apps a couple times. I got on the apps, met a couple people, and then got off. I met some really great people on there. Yeah.
I think on the dating app, yes, I have too. But it's more. It seemed like it was more work. It was a lot of phone texting work.
But that's your choice. But that's your choice to do that. I mean, you know, if you set the expectations up front by saying, listen, I'm not a texter. I really would like to meet face to face. And also, you can misread a text. There's no emotion. You can't hear someone's voice. Everything's misinterpreted in a text. You shouldn't be doing it. Text should only be used in a relationship for, hey, can you talk? Hey, I'm going to be late. Small things like that. It's not meant for conversations, or it shouldn't be.
Well,
again, my personal opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
So there's a way to do the dating apps and a way not to do them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is carefully.
Yeah. One of the dating apps that I liked was Hinge. And the reason that I liked it, and you and I can appreciate this because we're voice people, is that you could tape a little bit of your voice and put that on your page.
I've never tried that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you could listen to a person's voice before you met them.
That's a good idea.
That's important.
That and a good picture or even a video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago before the internet was a big deal, a friend of mine had a business where it was a video, literally video, where you'd look at videotapes. I'm going back to...
And that one I don't agree with. I never have. And I'll tell you why when you tell me your story.
Well, anyway, the point is that it was a deal where you'd go into a library.
Right.
Literally, you, mm-hmm. you had to be a member. You would go into a library, and as the guy, you would pick out women, and this is so-and-so. It had a profile. It had a picture. Yeah, well, it actually had the person answering questions, and you would watch the video and say, well, hey, she sounds interesting. So if you liked what you saw in the video,
right.
I would put down, my name is Bill, and I like Mary, we'll say. And yeah. I put that into the director there, mm-hmm. and then she goes, okay, well, I'll contact Mary, and then if she likes your video, I'll give you her. We'll give you the phone numbers.
See,
and it could work both ways. The
The problem with that is this.
I like
not
that.
Everybody is comfortable on camera, so you're not getting the true, authentic person. Just like you were talking about when you have guests on your radio show.
Right.
And some people are so nervous, right, taping the show.
Sure.
Not everybody is comfortable on a camera. I mean, you and I are
this
comfortable
is true.
With micro. You put a microphone in front of either one of us, and we could talk for hours. But not everybody is. Same thing with cameras.
Exactly.
It's not your authentic self. So I don't. I just couldn't see that one working.
Well, just think about it. In the history of the last 30 years, how dating has turned into a lot of business opportunities, and a lot of people have put their heads to it and said, how do I get people to meet? How do I facilitate people meeting each other? And now with the cell phones and previously computers, it's fascinating mm-hmm. how it's evolved, because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And then also we have to say, as a disclaimer, listen, you have to be careful in the dating world. You have to be very careful. And I will also say, as you listen to us, hey, take it with a grain of salt and just be careful.
You're telling Noah about the fun.
Do your due diligence, because safety is the utmost. And while I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll reiterate that we are in a fascinating big old city with tons of employment opportunities, career opportunities, opportunities to meet great people, to have fun with, to be your partner and all that. There's the numbers game also works the other way. You have to be very careful, because there are the scammers.
Mm-hmm.
We know it. Just every day we get on our phone or our email, there's some kind of scam trying to take our money. And even worse, there are people that mean to do harm, and they prey on people that are looking for the right person, male or female alike. So I'm just saying, as a disclaimer,
right.
whatever we say on this show and subsequent shows, you be very careful out there. If you're going to meet someone the first time, hey, do it in a public place.
That's right.
Don't tell them too much personal information and all those things. So it's very important. Safety number one.
And if you're a single girl, I highly recommend that you leave the name and telephone number or the business card of the person that you're going to meet out on your counter at home. I think that's safe. You have to let people know where you're going to be and who you're going to be with.
Exactly. In fact,
so what happens if you disappear?
But it unfortunately has happened. So you have to be very careful. Like you're saying, tell your friends that you're going on, especially when you're dealing in the world of dating apps and things like, or anybody that's unknown. You just have to be very, very careful. In fact, a good sponsor of the show could be a background check person, Robin, as I'm thinking ahead, or even someone that's in the world of self-defense, some of those courses and even self-defense devices for all of us, whether we're single or not. You got to be careful out there in parking garages. I don't care what.
Yeah.
Especially, let's say there's so many things to disclaimer, so to speak, but even if you're leaving a place and you're in a parking garage, you have to be extra careful when you're meeting someone, the person you're meeting, and also the protocols as you're navigating by yourself to get to your car, to get to your rest, whatever it is. So just be careful out there. That's what Bill and Robin say, right?
Well, it's getting a little heavy. Let's change this up.
Right. I have some karate moves in case someone puts the moves on me in a bad way, so don't even try it.
No, it would be good to have a self-defense class as a single woman, though.
Yeah. And it's been a big business for those in the self-defense world. They have classes focusing on women. They have classes focusing on up close and personal, how to equalize the field, or at least how to get out of that situation.
Maybe we should get somebody on from law enforcement down the road here too, to tell us what to watch out for and how to stay safe. You know, I just thought another way to meet other people.
And what's that?
The dog park. Especially if you're a dog person. Like, we're both big dog people, right? And so, dog park.
I remember, let me tell you, I met somebody that I knew a long time, and then we went out on a couple dates, and this is what where this derailed real quick. Nice person, great person. And I said, well, you know, I have a dog, Elvis. In fact, he's sitting right here looking at us. But I said, well, I have a dog, Elvis. I said, do you have any dogs? She says, no, I don't think dogs should be in the house. I'm like, well, where else are you going to put them? And so in other words, she was basically saying, I am not a dog person. So right. I already knew it's not going to work, right?
Right. Well, okay. So what if they just had cats? Do you like cats?
I pretty much like all animals. I do.
Yeah. I like cats, but I'm severely allergic.
Right.
So that would be a huge problem.
So you do have to be compatible. And in one of our upcoming episodes, that's going to be one of the topics as we talk about. We talked about politics, but that's a whole nother politics, religion, all these other harmonious things that need to be in place. But that's right. Pets.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's not a pet person don't like the responsibility or all the things that could happen, then that's not the person for you.
Yeah, I've met people before where they...
And that's okay. That's everybody's different.
Once they find out I have two dogs, which that's a big difference too.
Nice
a woman who has
you.
one dog or two, they always ask, how old?
Yeah. And that's a bad question.
It is a bad question. It is.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, so here we are, the final minutes of the show. You're listening to The Single Life. This is our first episode. And we've covered a lot of different things. All over the place. So who knows what's going to happen next. We're going to navigate the outlines here as we go forth. We'll bring on some, you have a whole bunch of guests that you want to bring on and make it interesting.
Yeah, I have some interesting single women and some interesting single men that I want to bring on the show. And just, again, cast out a really large net for them. They can talk about a little bit about who they are and what they do and what they're looking for, right? And then they can follow up with us if they're interested in hearing more.
That's right. And if you want to reach out, here's something real easy. Just go to radiobill.net. You can remember that if you're driving. You don't have to write it down, radiobill.net. You'll find a way to reach out to me. Send me an email if you wish. We're going to have some more things coming up in subsequent shows. But in the meantime, if you are single, you're happy being single, we're happy for you. If you're single and you want to find a mate, a partner, hey, we're going to have some things on the show to bring forth and to facilitate that and to also be strategic about it. We already had a few of those today, Robin.
Yeah, we're going to help you embrace being single. And for those of you who don't want to stay single and want to move beyond, we'll help you.
Yeah, have your notebook ready next time. But be careful out there. And as far as law enforcement, you know what they all say in a simple word, and that is, as I've interviewed FBI agent, undercover agents, and many law enforcement people along the way, not on this show, but they say always to be safe, keep your head on a swivel no matter where you are. Always look around in the parking garage as you're coming back from the grocery store. Keep your head on the swivel. And that's what you need to do in the dating life, in the single and or married life. So tune in next week with Bill and Robin on The Single Life. So thanks for listening to our first episode. We will be back here next Sunday at 6 p.m. after the news. And until then, radiobill.net, radiobill.net, on behalf of Robin French and Bill Nampick, we'll see you next week. Right, Robin?
That's right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
The Single Life. Tune in Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC or streaming on the iHeartRadio app to The Single Life with Bill and Robin. Bill Nappick and Robin French bring you The Single Life every Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 950 KPRC.